marauding militia kills the innocent in Syria. 9 churches in Indonesia are shuttered, and we'll tell you the story of one heart, one hope, and 2 engines. That's all coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An innocent Christian family's been brutally murdered in Syria. The civil war there hasn't only left 30,000 dead as a result of the conflict, but now marauding bands of militants are making matters worse. Christian Aid Mission's Middle East director tells us a supported house church was targeted.
There was a band of militia that came through and told all the people in the church to get out, and then they went ahead and killed the pastor and his family. So there's quite a few now. I think there's 11 now have been killed in that one area from that one ministry that we helped.
Rule of law has disappeared. He's particularly concerned about 32 Christian families who witnessed the pastor's murder.
The goal is to try to be able to get them out, and then once they come into Lebanon, because they're close to the border of Lebanon, then they need to be taken care of.
Funding is needed to help these believers. The director also says Christian Aid is already supporting churches that are providing relief aid to Muslim refugees. Support their work through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Indonesian authorities closed 9 churches in the state of Aceh as religious intolerance becomes more blatant. The crackdown started this spring with the election of a hardline Muslim governor. In May, both Open Doors USA and Voice of the Martyrs Canada reported the shutdown of nearly 20 churches. Aceh is the only province that uses Sharia law, and increasing violence aimed at Christians has put believers there on edge. Ask God to give them courage. This is Mission Network News. Ever consider what happens to a ministry if a plane breaks down? Well, Mission Aviation Fellowship President John Boyd has. That's especially true of the King Air twin turboprop plane that they're using in a country with rough terrain and hostilities on the ground.
Because of the great needs of the people, we've recognized the airplane is flying at a hugely increased amount of flight hours.
Which means they have to replace the twin engines. Without the plane, thousands of people will be affected. The repairs could cost $800,000, but it's a price the MAF team is willing to pay.
The criticality of the airplane is even more paramount to helping demonstrate the love of our Lord Jesus and proclaim the gospel in this very sensitive region.
God's timing is paving the way, but they still need your help.
We have a very gracious donor to MAF who has obviously seen the need of replacing these 2 turbine engines and has gifted to us $400,000 for a matching grant.
You've got the links at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, Ashley Marble with Buckner International says college kids are doing more with their summers. Project Go takes students to one of 8 locations around the world. For a month or two, they have a chance to be Christ to kids who desperately need his love.
Maybe it's a trend. Maybe it is a fad, but I really see the heart of God being displayed in this generation to sacrifice a summer that they could make money to go and serve people because it's a passion that God has placed on their heart.
You can even get college credit with Project Go. Visit missionnetworknews.org for more details and look for Buckner at Urbana, too. Pray that God would be glorified through Buckner International and Project Go. Pray for students raising money for this trip.
Not only will they be challenged physically and mentally and spiritually, I think that the fruit that comes from that challenge and the experience is tenfold.
Students can also get college credit with Project Go. Pray that God would be glorified through Project Go.
That God would be faithful and provide those needs that they have.
And finally, do you have a smartphone? The Jesus Film Project has launched a new mobile app this month. This is another tool to equip you to share the gospel. Many scenes are available to watch in over 1,000 languages. There are also teaching clips available. Pray that through this new media, more people will have access to the gospel. Pray that the media team will be able to work out any problems with the app. For more information, go to missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, just give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can also be sent daily to your personal email address, and it's free. Just go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org, and we'll send it to you. I'm Greg Yoder.